Thank you, Chair. Mr. Chair, we understand that under this agenda item, we are trying to find an agreed understanding of what we mean by laws in the context of our mandate. It would be useful, therefore, to start at the most basic feasible level in order to get agreement on an approach that can help our work on other matters. To try to attain agreement at this stage on a more complex definition could be counterproductive and could create a greater divergence among states on this issue. We need to consider what a common working understanding should include and what it should not include. And in this context, and at this stage of our work, less might be better. The term laws can be viewed as comprising three distinct elements. These are weapon systems, autonomy, and lethality. The use of the term weapon system implies that the system under consideration should include a weapon that actually delivers the required effect to a target. The weapon system may, and probably will, include elements of associated detection and targeting processes, but it must include the application of the effect to the target. The term autonomy suggests a level of independence which in practice can vary across a full spectrum from zero to full autonomy. The degree of autonomy to be allowed would seem to go to the heart of our discussions, and we note that some delegations have suggested that only fully autonomous systems are a source of concern. If that view was accepted, then we should add the term fully to our title. The final element of lethality is a novel concept in the CCW framework. Lethality was not a prerequisite for the inclusion of weapons such as, for example, blinding lasers and non-detectable fragments. We need to consider whether a weapon system, in order to be included in this category, needs to be specifically designed to have a lethal impact on human beings, or whether it should include weapon systems that could have lethal impacts in certain circumstances, but where the lethal effect is not the primary purpose of the system. Another approach would be to remove the term lethal from the title we are using. In developing a common working understanding, we believe it would be better at this stage to avoid debates over whether such systems exist at present and whether future systems should be permitted, prohibited, or restricted. Therefore, a simple common understanding could read as follows. A weapon system which can act autonomously in delivering lethal effects to a target and may also act autonomously in detection and target selection prior to engagement of the target. The level of autonomy of a weapon system can vary from basic levels of automation through a spectrum of increasing autonomy and decreasing human control, up to and including fully autonomous systems which can operate without effective human control. Thank you, Chair.